This is All Things Considered on KACU. I'm Heather Claiborne. The Bee in Abilene competition is accepting applications for its second year of competition. The Development Corporation of Abilene initiated the program and works with Abilene Christian University, the Small Business Development Center, and the Industrial Foundation of Abilene to implement the program. The goal is to stimulate small business growth and investment in Abilene. This year, the competition has $250,000 available to divide among as many as five winners. Justin Jaworski, Executive Director of the Industrial Foundation of Abilene, joins me to talk about Bee in Abilene. Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
I mentioned that this competition is a collaboration. Where does the prize money come from? And tell me a little bit about how it all came together.
Well, it's more of a history of Abilene. And you look back at Abilene's economic development program was really created as a result of the voters here experiencing the ebb and flow of the oil and gas industry and saying, wait, let's not do that. All our eggs are in one basket. And we formed the Development Corporation of Abilene. That organization is a municipal owned or publicly owned by the city corporation that uses a portion of sales tax for specifically economic development. And 3 years ago, we were trying to envision a way in which we could carve out a program specifically to spur entrepreneurship, catalyzing that next latest greatest idea from Abilene. And we did so leveraging the capacities of multiple agencies.
So last year, Bee in Abilene was in its first year, and it awarded $200,000 to the two finalists, Pappy Slocum Brewing Company and J-Tops, which produces tops for Jeeps. What set those applications apart?
Above and beyond all else, we look for a company that essentially makes something. So if you think about the widget concept, we're looking for that next widget. And that widget can be digital in nature, of course, but we're essentially looking for that parameter. And those two were set apart because of not only the fact that they made something, but they had a very unique and superior capacity to make something different, something new. It really set them above and beyond any other general idea. Hey, I've got an idea and I want to put it out to market. It was unique in that way.
Now, I know that you're trying to stimulate the local economy, and so one of the companies actually moved their operations into city limits and started to invest in the workforce here. Tell me a little bit about J-Tops.
So J-Tops has a really unique idea in respect to anybody that's ever owned a Jeep Wrangler knows that's the funnest vehicle you can ride in the summer and pull the top off. You've just got your roll bar up there. But often in the hot West Texas sun, you want a top on that thing to kind of shield you from the sun. And most of the time, those vinyl tops that people put on there are snapped on. And over time, the intensity of the sun draws up that top, makes it hard to stretch and snap. So this guy had an idea of, let's use some utility grade or industrial grade vinyl where we can just stretch and kind of Velcro it over, not too dissimilar than kids' shoes, what made it easier for them to attach. And that let that top kind of stretch and move. Of course, it did less anyway because of the material, but he had a way in which he could do that with a far easier application. So what used to take 15, 30 minutes to apply on top of a top, you can do in 5 minutes and you get a custom print on top.
And so that was an investment to bring the production into Abilene. And what did that bring to the economy as far as new hires or investment that brought in the use of local resources?
Well, the guy originally was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he had the idea, but he didn't have really the manufacturing. And he ended up contacting a gentleman that we provided assistance to some years back that has the capacity to build and sew those. So he found out about the program and said, well, if I can get that seed money, all I have to do is move my operation in Abilene. That's great. And that's exactly what we were after in terms of the competition. We're still very early in the program, of course. Our first year was just this last year. So it's early to say kind of where we are in terms of impact. But we know long term as we set those up, we're looking at businesses that will take on more employees and hire and grow.
Well, as I mentioned, there's a cash prize that the winners receive, but they also get some mentoring and guidance. Talk a little bit about that aspect of what this competition hopes to provide.
That's an excellent question. So there are entrepreneurship programs all across the country, and the vast majority of them just provide that seed money. What we envisioned was a support system. As a public investment, our main focus is to make sure there's return on that investment. And we look at that in terms of payroll, number of employees, taxation and the potential to that. So well above and beyond just having a competitive judging platform that makes the cream rise to the top, if you will, the support system through the Small Business Development Center and the Abilene Industrial Foundation really seeks to help them position their business, refine their business to win the competition, and after that, through a series of monthly meetings and ongoing support, realize that there is other assistance for them beyond a monetary value.
So big picture, describe for me how the competition benefits the local economy.
15, 20 years ago, communities across the country would recruit or do business recruitment across the country or internationally, looking for that business to relocate and expand or maybe consolidate several operations, growing their economy. The truth of our global economy in this particular day and age is that the chance of that is far less likely, and that communities that are positioning themselves for success in the next 25, 50 years are looking to seed or provide that resource and home grow that business as opposed to trying to relocate it.
The application deadline is coming up at the end of the month. What are some of the things that interested business owners need to know, and what does the rest of the process look like?
Well, they need to know the basic parameters and qualifications of that, and we encourage folks to go online at beinabilene.com and kind of get a sense of some of those parameters. Look at the FAQ section. And I would say to that, you know, the process is pretty straightforward. We're going to get you in, orient you, get you into the process of meeting with the judges, compose and compile your business plan and financial pro forma, ask you to polish it a little bit, go through a final review of the judges where they actually look at what you're doing, if you've got a physical product, and then actually perform the final judging process. All that takes place in about 3 months. The actual award comes when the contestants sign an agreement that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, and then they get the dollars and expend those, hopefully in a certain time frame that's most conducive for them.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Justin Jaworski is the executive director of the Industrial Foundation of Abilene, one of the partners in the Be in Abilene Entrepreneurial Competition now underway. The deadline to apply is January 31st. You can find links and more information on our website, kacu.org. I'm Heather Claiborne. This is KACU.